to the Nutramedical Report. One of my favorite people to have on the show every 2 weeks is Jonathan Gray. Welcome back, Jonathan. Oh, he's not answering his phone. We'll catch him shortly here. We did a video on the weekend, by the way, which is getting lots of hits. It deals with the Ark of the Covenant and lots of information that shows that the Ark has been found. We know its location. We know exactly what's going on. Why is it not being declared? It's because it's not the time yet. And we are in the end times. There's a couple markers, a lot of things I don't know, but there's things that I do know that are thus saith the Lord. The first thing is Jared Kushner is in the Middle East right now talking to Bibi Netanyahu, going to talk to the head of the Palestinian Authority, is trying to get a peace treaty going. That's step number one. Step number two is it's going to have to be recognized by the Arab states around it, and if it is, that's step number two. Number three, at some point down the road, is that the Jews, by rabbinic law, can only do the sacrifice in the Feast of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. And in fact, it turns out, if you look at the biblical analysis, the birth date of Adam, or Adam, the Adam man, our father, was on Sukkot. It turns out that Jesus' birthday, if you know, is 6 months exactly to the day opposite of the time for the birth on Peshah of John the Baptist, because that's his birthday, Passover, that it is again Sukkot. And the tribulation will start on, and this is the thus saith the Lord, not my opinion, on a Sukkot. I don't know which one it is. I know we're getting really close when they're talking about the peace treaty, and basically when the drums of war beat so loudly, the peace is inevitable. It means that things are going to start rocking and rolling. And it's my belief system, again, it's not a confirmation, that it's very probable that the first stage of that peace treaty will be solved during the first or second administration of Trump. My guess is possibly the first, because without peace, it's very likely war will get intenably likely, especially now that we have a conflict with Russia and that their airspace isn't even being properly shared. Which means a peace treaty means a very, very fragile peace, but a peace nevertheless, where Syria is left untouched and they don't try to do regime change, where Russia and Iran still have a major play to do all the northern parts of the entire Middle East, all the way from the Persian Gulf and Iran, all the way through to the Mediterranean Sea and Syria. And that's not going to go away. That Israel will live peaceably among its neighbors, as it says at the time of the end, which means there has to be a period of military and geopolitical peace, and that the Ark of the Covenant will come out when it's appropriate. Again, it's not the end times is a conditional on it, but it's very likely, because the Ark is a symbol of God's presence on earth, and it's a symbol that the time of the end, after the end of the tribulation, is the marriage supper, where basically God, the eternal, marries the temporal, and we have literally peace on earth and a new type of human race that is a collective being fit to be the bride of the Most High God. And that's where we're going. We're going with extended lifespans, a galactic civilization, a transformation of mankind to a higher order being, and the spread of mankind and our descendants across the galaxy to multiple planets and worlds. That's where we're going. Now, the Ark of the Covenant is very symbolic of that. And if you look at what the Ark was, and I'm waiting to see, do we have Jonathan yet? Let's see if I can find him here. I see his symbols that says he's there. Let's see, where is... I'm going to see if I get him on his phone, if he's not available on his computer.
Calling is unavailable at the moment. Please...
Well, that's interesting. I wonder why that is, that he's not available for the moment. It says he's there, so something, maybe there's something going on with Skype. We had some Skype connection issues earlier, and that's possible. So anyway, the end times is coming, and we can see it already with the, literally every day there's almost another terrorist activity. The latest is, I think it was Chicago had another terrorist activity happen. Well, that's really interesting. It says he's there, but there's no connection occurring. Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Bill. Good afternoon to you.
Oh, okay, good. I guess the studio couldn't get a hold of you, but I guess we have you on Skype, so maybe I'll keep you on Skype here because they are having difficulty from their end getting connection. So let's talk about the show today. Why don't you start off at the top of the hour about our video we did on the weekend. You explained about the fact that we do know where the Ark of the Covenant is, When biblically do you think it will be revealed? Because we're obviously in the end times. Jared Kushner is over there right now. Pictures up on Drudge show. He's meeting with Netanyahu and the Palestinian Authority. I believe it's a three-step process. One, they have to have a peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Number two, the Arab states have to recognize the state of Israel, which they don't. And number three, eventually the Jews will start a blood sacrifice on Sukkot by rabbinic law at some future date. That first day of the peace treaty is the covenant with death that the Bible talks about, the covenant with Hades that will start the tribulation, and the first half will be a period of false peace, as Hosea says, and then they say, when they shall say peace and security, it will be cut off on Yom Kippur, the same day that Haman tried to kill the Jews in ancient Babylon. And then eventually, at the last day of the 2520th day is called the Feast of Yom Teruah, the Feast of the Trumpets or Long Blowing, and that means that the 7 years will be complete and God will return. It turns the day that he tells them to come out from their lairs and their places of protection is called the 17th day of Heshvan, the same day that the dove returned to Noah with the branch to indicate there was land found. So I think God is amazing. He even chooses presidents and prime ministers and even their last names to give us a word picture of that he is still God and he is still prescient, omniscient, omnipotent, and he cares for every hair in our head. And we just have to accede to the fact that God's wisdom and knowledge, like he told Job, my ways are higher than your ways. And many times we get little glimpses of the ways of God, we wonder, don't we?
Yes, well, I keep saying to my wife and to anyone who wants to listen to it, our God is so clever. I mean, you've said so wise, which is better, of course, but he's so smart at the way he works out things in history that history is his story, and people who don't acknowledge God in world events, actually, they're blind. They're blind in every way you can imagine.
Yeah, I like the way you use that. It's his story. One of the things that I learned when I went to heaven, and I talk a little bit more about it lately because God's given me more permission, I died at birth. I was a 26-minute dead, pronounced dead, given last rites, taken off to the morgue, and I came back. But at 8 and a half, I also had a near-death, and a French surgeon cut an artery in my neck and a guillotine-like procedure to remove my tonsils. I had very bad tonsillitis because I used to play in storm drains and other things when I was a kid. There was no such thing as video games. We were always outside. And when he did it, I bled to death and went down the tunnel of light, and I met Yeshua Jesus, and then I literally met the Father. I went to heaven, and he told me this is the eternal now. He told me it's the gates of paradise. And he said that nothing evil can come here. There is no past, and there's no future to God. Everything is now. When you're omniscient, there's no such thing as change or time. That's why in the Bible it says, I am the Lord your God, I change us not. God doesn't change. He knows everything. He's been everywhere. He has created everything. Everything exists merely by his presence of his mind. People don't understand that, do they?
No. No. God is everything, and we try to put him in a tiny little box and say we understand him. Well, to understand him completely, we'd either have to be God or God would have to be down at our level.
Well, I think it comes to our level because it gives us God knowledge. In fact, the name Yeshua had was Emmanuel, which in ancient Hebrew Aramaic meant one with God knowledge. So he gave him God knowledge even from an embryo. So when he came to challenge the people and the priests and the Pharisees in the temple, they were boggled by his knowledge and wisdom, which exceeded theirs. And the reason is God gives us daily God knowledge. He's given me both my natural gifts and supernatural ones so I can serve him to provide people not only health knowledge, but also prophetic knowledge and bring on great people like yourself that are bringing fragments of the truth of the gospel of the marriage supper, which is what's coming. The real gospel is the gospel of the marriage supper, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And the fact of the fusion, not the end of mankind where we're hauled off to heaven and we look down and say, oh my God, what a mess. It's where evil is removed and we literally, some of us survive because a lot of us are not going to make it. I mean, unfortunately, there's many Laodicean Christians rather than the Christians are going to be aware of, like the sons of Issachar. There's many people not going to be survived through what's coming because they don't believe it's the end. They think somehow that this is just a rehearsal or it's a bad time, but we'll get through it. We're not going to get through this without God's help. It says in Mark 5 that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would survive. We're coming to the end of history, aren't we?
The same. The book of Daniel tells us the same, Daniel chapter 12.
right.
And Matthew 24 as well. And without him, none of us would get through. But of course, he's loving, he's kind, he's merciful, he gives us time, he's very patient with us, and all he wants is for us to respond and say, yes, I belong to you, I want to do what it makes you happy, and have peace with us.
Right, and the thing is, I tell people, every day becomes a prayer when your soul and the spirit of the Most High are fused, because you don't do your will, you do the will of God. When you do the will of God, you are a prayer. Your life is a prayer, because God is directing you. That's why the first sin, and really the only sin man can do is, hey, I got this, God. Because you're saying, I don't need to consult you, God, to know what's good or evil. I'll just do what is good in my own eyes. And that is the original and really the only sin that man can do, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the same sin that Lucifer himself started off with.
Right. It's the same sin. It's not. It's recycled, it's repackaged, but it's the same one.
Yeah. Centered on myself, not centered on my Creator.
Right. Let's talk about this. The Ark of the Covenant talk you did was pretty amazing. Your friend Ron Wyatt, he's gone from us now, but what's the latest information you have about the Antiquity Society, the Kohanim, which, by the way, was reformulated last year. The Sanhedrin formed, the final Sanhedrin was formed, reformulated last year in Israel. They've now accepted the fact in the Israeli government that they can start a sacrifice now, so the Temple Mount Society can actually do this. The location should be at the Springs of Gihon, where the Jews have the total control of that territory right now below the Eastern Gate. It's not up at the Temple of Antonius or the Wailing Wall, which is a Roman temple where they had 10,000 troops at the time of Jesus. This is a completely different situation, isn't it? And
Yes. Actually, our focus really should be on the seal of God versus the mark of the beast. This is the big thing that the Lord told Ron before he died.
Right. Now, what the seal of God is, what is the seal of God that you believe, versus the mark of the beast?
Okay. It's a spiritual issue. It's not a physical thing.
Right.
Now, the mark of the beast is the absolute opposite of the seal of God or the mark of God.
Right.
There are two great powers operating in the world today. The beast power, which is the representative of Lucifer and centered in the Vatican, and that's identified very, very clearly by 14 different particulars given in the scripture. And even the Roman Catholic priests have admitted, in fact, the Roman Catholic priest said to a friend of mine not so long ago, the book of Revelation is hard on the Mother Church.
Right.
He admitted it.
Right, in fact, it says, behold, Babylon, the great mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth, and that's the Protestant churches that have not completely removed the abominations the Catholic Church brought in that are a violation of God's initial precepts and the principles of the gospel.
That is right. Now, these precepts are summed up in the Ten Commandments, and the Bible is very clear on the fact that the seal of God is connected with the Ten Commandments, which is a transcript of God's own character. Now, the Ten Commandments, we're not saved by keeping them, but they will become the fruit of salvation after we are saved and we've given our heart to the Lord, because our lives then are governed by Him and not by ourselves, as we mentioned earlier.
Right.
And the Scripture says that the law will be sealed among the disciples of the Lord. Now, that law is summed up in a seal, actually, has always, right through history, comprised of three things. It's the name of the lawgiver, his office, and his territory. The seal of the President of the United States contains his name, his office, and his territory over which he is president. Now, in the Scripture, God's law has a seal in it. And right in the center of the law, in the fourth commandment, is the seal. It's the only commandment which gives a name, the Lord thy God, Yehovah, thy God. And it's the only one that says, who made heaven and earth, the territory. And it's the only one that says he's the creator. So there he is, his name, his office as creator, which means he owns everything, and the territory. Now, that is the seal of God that's in the law. And that seal becomes implanted into every person who's obedient to God's Ten Commandments.
So you're referring to the fourth commandment, which is talking about honoring the, you know, the Lord their God, and therefore the Sabbath as well, right?
That is correct. And yeah. And the Bible specifically says, right through the Bible, actually, in many, many texts, it says that that Sabbath is a sign or seal or a mark of a love for God. Because most other commandments, you can observe them without breaking them, without loving God. But this one, you have to love God to set aside that holy time for him.
Right. And by the way, it's not just a day of the week either. The Sabbath is a positional attitude that if you're deciding on anything, you should consult with God in prayer and in attitude toward him by studying the Bible and the word pictures of the faith of other people who've asked God.
And of a sanctified life, because a sanctified life is one in which the Holy Spirit is working and the person is driven by love for God, not love for himself.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing that the gospel is in many ways not being preached in the church, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
What's the main reason why you think it's not being preached? Because they don't realize that this commandment means you have to have a relationship with God to be in a heavenly relationship now. You don't go to heaven. If you don't have a heavenly relationship now, you are never going there.
No, you won't. Well, the fact is that the churches have gone backwards. Since the Reformation, they've just slipped right back into the arms of Mother, whom they departed from, and they're following her and her ways, which is centered on man's wisdom, man's way of doing things instead of God's way.
Well, the Pope has made specific statements that you can't have a personal relationship with God. It's actually satanic to think of that. That now surveys have done, 40% of American Christians don't believe that Satan exists. This is Christians.
And it goes on from there. Tragedy, yes.
So, now...
I'm
just going to ask you, but going back to the covenant, the reason why the Ark showed up with Ron Wyatt and so on is because the Ark is a symbol of this covenant, which means a loving relationship. So when they carry the Ark around, it means they carry the love of God with them when they traveled. And those that didn't have the love that touched this ark died quickly. Apparently this video you put together were a bunch of antiquities, people that went into their rabbis, and they obviously went down the tunnels, found the ark, touched it, and it killed them all. And they all had the same thing. They all had what's called a bilateral stroke, which means their eyes were crossed. When you get a bilateral stroke, it means your eyes crossed because you stroke both sides of the brain, so the eyes of the extraocular muscles literally cross. When you look at their eyes, you'd say, okay, they had a bilateral instantaneous stroke, and each one of them died the same way. Interesting, eh?
Very, very interesting.
I think it's symbolic. You know what we call those kind of strokes? Pontine strokes. They're very unusual. It means it was an explosive increase in intracranial pressure that occurred instantaneously and cut off the blood supply to their brain.
And it happened simultaneously with the whole six of them.
Right. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, very, very, very interesting. Now, getting back to the mark, the mark in the scripture, mark, sign, and seal all represent, are all the same meaning. You put your mark on something, you're putting your own sign on it, you're putting your own seal on it.
Right.
And as we saw, the Sabbath is a sign or a seal or a mark of God's ownership of the character of the person who has handed his life over to the Lord.
Right.
Now, the mark of the beast is just the same, but the ownership of the beast. In other words, the mark is the opposite from the seal of God.
Right.
The mark of the beast is the opposite from the mark of God. One is in defiance of the other. And what Lucifer did was this. Now, if Dr. Bill, you have a restaurant in your city, and I want to go into competition with you, will I open up a barber shop over in Germany to go into competition with your restaurant in the USA? There's no competition there.
No.
Now, if I want to go into competition with you, I will go into the restaurant business and try to place my restaurant right next door to yours to attract the people that would otherwise go to you to me.
Right.
Now that's competition. And that's what Lucifer is trying to do. What he did, he working through the Vatican, he got the Sabbath day cancelled, and replaced with the day of the sun, which represents Lucifer, the sun god.
Right.
And that became the Vatican's mark. In fact, I've got so many statements boasting, statements made in the United States, in the Vatican, everywhere, by cardinals and bishops and popes, saying that Sunday is our mark. It's the mark of our authority, because the whole Protestant world follows us, and we're going to institute this mark right through the world.
Wow.
Among pagans and others.
That's amazing.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch, but it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And we have Jonathan now. We're back on air. Jonathan, please continue.
Yes, what I was talking about, if I want to get rid of your clientele in your restaurant, what I do is I set up a restaurant right next door to you, and I try to attract them before they walk in your door.
Right.
Now, this is what Lucifer has done using the Vatican. The seventh day of the week, according to the Lord, is the day that commemorates his resting from having 6 days of creation and resting the seventh day. And the Sabbath is a mark or a sign of God as authority, as our creator, And, of course, our Creator is the one who calls the shots.
Right.
And we should love him because he cares for us. Now, that is the seventh day of the week. Now, after the seventh day of the week, right next door to it comes the first day. And Sunday, being the day in honor of Lucifer, and called Sun Day because Lucifer, being of light, represented by the sun, was worshipped by the pagan world, that was put right next door to God's mark.
Right.
Satan's mark, God's mark. And this is how he works, so that people will think, oh yes, it's so easy to switch from that day to the next day, and the whole world will follow his agent, the Vatican, that did the change, who boasts about this change. Now, at the present time, there's a big move on foot in the climate agreement in Paris, which I know that Donald Trump has turned his back on this at the moment.
Right.
But he'll come back to it. America is going to follow that because the prophecy says that first of all, before I mention that prophecy, in this climate agreement, Paris Climate Pact, signed by all nations of the world, the Pope has put his own encyclical in small print right into it,
right,
calling for a Sunday law to enforce Sunday as a climate saver.
Oh, really?
In other words, less emissions into the atmosphere.
On a Sunday.
Everything stops on Sunday.
Oh, wow. That's very similar to the Sabbath day in the Jews, where you're not allowed to travel more than 1,500 paces. On the Sabbath day in Israel.
Yes, and this is his plan. Now, in the book of Revelation, we are told that America will form a likeness to the Vatican, that the beast being the Vatican, until America looks like that same.
So in other words, there's a couple of signs that concerns me about Donald Trump. First is his policy in Syria is bad. He has a signs of Apollo all over his apartments in New York City, which is bad. It's a Sunday worship again thing. 37 of his affiliates that are advising him are passing through Jesuit universities and educational institutions so they can hit the Pope on what we call speed dial. What we're seeing in terms of it, he's surrounded by, what I say, a cadre of devils, if you want to call it. Because I see a lot of Donald Trump's policies are not made by Trump, they're made by his surrounders. And his attitude, even in attacking Syria with the so-called that Syria somehow attacked people with sarin nerve gas, and he knows it's not true, because that was quietly shoved under the carpet. Nobody's going to talk about the fact they have no proof on the ground that it actually happened, but this British intel agency called White Hats that actually were not even there on the ground properly doing it. They were simulating it because anybody touching someone with sarin, I'm a toxicologist, they would die. So what we're seeing right now is step by step, America could move to become a hyper-religious state, but not a good type of hyper-religious state, more of a globalist hyper-religion. Right now, for example, the reason why I stepped away from the climate thing wasn't that he believed climate change wasn't a problem, but that it couldn't be enforceable to nations like China and so on. He can turn it around and say, hey, if it's enforceable, I'm in. And that's where this might tie back to this Vatican encyclical too, right?
Yeah.
So in other words, if China's forced and Russia and these other countries, they can't just sign and not have, you know, things that they're going to reduce carbon. Now, remember, these people are knuckleheads. The carbon dioxide is going spiking upward higher than it has been for a long time because we're killing the benthic layer of the oceans. They're going to try to reduce carbon on the production side by reducing the use of carbon-based fuels like coal and oil. And that means massive population reduction because you reduce energy production in these second and third world countries, and it means you're going to kill a lot of people.
And oh, so, you will.
Yeah, and the thing is that to enforce those policies means massive genocide, which is the opposite of what the canons of the Catholic Church have been for years, supporting populations. But this current Pope is not really Catholic. Hard to believe. A lot of cardinals and even bishops in the Catholic Church don't agree that this Pope is a valid Pope, do they?
That's true.
Yeah. So some of the concerns I have with Donald Trump is he worships Apollo. He's got it all over his apartments, which is a Sunday worship thing. He surrounded himself with Catholics. His wife, I couldn't believe it, Ivanka Trump, was giddy when she got a prayer, basically a blessed rosary from the Pope. And that means that there's a lot of people pressing Trump, including his daughter, who's Jewish, to push from that side. Because you remember, there's a dark alliance between the high-level Jewish groups and the Vatican, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
That's why, for example, Mr. Perez from Israel has for years overseen the transfer of property and special historical buildings to the Vatican's authority and ownership over the past four or five decades.
And the Prime Minister Netanyahu actually has explicit ties to the Vatican, very, very strong ties.
Right. Yep.
The whole setup of the State of Israel in 1948 was one that was blessed with Vatican inside plans and control.
Right. Yeah, and the original plan was to take over various buildings, including the, what they call the Heraclium, which is the home where they had the final Last Supper, and other buildings within Israel that have, quote, sacred or geosacred, you know, importance to the Catholic Church, because they want their version of Catholicism, which is not a relationship with God, but ceremony, a literally amalgam between the Catholic Church and animism, Muslim, Islam, and other religions, including Judaism, so that it becomes a supra-religion. So the supra-religion succeeds over the religions, and other religions are considered secondary or irrelevant, or
That's
literally
right.
illegal. Illegal to...
Illegal is the word, because they'll be exterminated. That's the plan.
Right. And that, by the way, means extreme Islam, too. So when the caliphate comes together, the eventual plan is to remove extreme Islam, and the version of Islam remaining will be in total peace with the Catholic Church and with the Protestants, and a global religion will emerge that basically worships Gaia, the world itself, through carbon credits, population control, etc., because the world by this time will be in convulsions.
And Dr. Bill, something very interesting has developed in this move. Now, first of all, let me give a platform to build this on. In the scripture, we're given a prophecy that before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, the prophet Elijah, well, a message equivalent to Elijah's message, will be presented to the world, just like a message was given by John the Baptist, and Jesus said, if you accept this message, this is Elijah come back, not personally, but in the message that John the Baptist was given. It was the Elijah message preparing people for the first coming of Jesus to this earth.
And what was the Elijah message? What were the core points of the message?
Core points were the message, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Well, that's what I preach every day on this show.
Very good. Well, that's part of the Elijah message.
And I think there's many voices in this Elijah message, not just mine, it's many, like yourself and Dr. Bob Thiel and many others. We have Derek B. Gilbert.
Many voices giving one message.
Right, and many voices giving a single message. Because right now, I believe that, you know, God has such a sense of humor, he even gives his name of president, vice president, I call it the prompense of God. He's giving it's a trumpet, but he's also telling to repent. So he said, repent because it's the last trump.
Well, now that's very clever, and who knows whether it wasn't the Lord Himself who organized it that way.
Oh, I know from my spiritual prayer, and that this God did it as a word picture and a metaphor, because a lot of time people can accept metaphors like they can accept comedy or good poetry, when otherwise their logical mind would block it so it doesn't get into their sensor band.
I like what you've just said. I do like it.
Yeah.
Now, in our day, before the second coming of Jesus, it's like the time of the same message that Elijah gave, the same message John the Baptist gave before the first coming, is now the message we're to give before the second coming. Repent. In other words, turn from your sins. Sin is the transgression of the law. The fact is that this message of God's law is going to be proclaimed throughout the world when the new world order, led by the papacy, brings out its law. Now, one actually represents allegiance to our Creator, the other represents allegiance to the Vatican. Now, what's happening is this, that the Bible does say that the counterfeit comes first. There's always a counterfeit of everything that God does. Satan does
right.
counterfeits. And the counterfeit is seen to try to preempt the genuine. It always comes first. Now, what we're seeing in Jerusalem right now is plans for a multi-religion center, like a mini Tower of Babel to be built in Jerusalem, where Christians, Roman Catholics, Hindus, Buddhists, Islamists, and so on, and people who don't worship any god can all come up and foster and present and proclaim their idea of things. And this is all going to be together under one big roof for the world religion.
Well, it's the expansion of the World Council of Churches.
The Pope has already given it a name. He says this is the Elijah combo.
Oh, no.
He's calling it the Elijah combo. There's the counterfeit getting ready before the real thing hits the string. Now, your message and mine and so on is not yet in full strength. But while we are building up with this message, Lucifer has come in now with his counterfeit, and he's calling it the Elijah combo.
Yeah, but the thing is, I found there's three kinds of communication that humans pick up. The first is logical communication through your senses. Second is emotional communication through your emotions and your ability to contact other human beings and empathize. And the third is spiritual words, which transcend the intellect or the emotions. And most people don't realize that the most important communication is spirit words. That's why when we speak on this show, we're not just giving words that are intellectually interesting or solving an argument. We don't just give fine speeches and metaphors or poetry or even dark humor, which we see, we go beyond that and give what I call spirit words, which means the intention of our hearts rings people's hearts with an empathy that realizes that we're giving them God knowledge. We're giving them a knowledge of the Most High that transcends logic or emotion. And the counterfeit can't do that. They can make things look really good. It's almost like making a chocolate cake with stuff that, you know, if you eat it, it'll taste like cardboard, and when you swallow it, it'll make you ill. And that's what I see coming. I see that a lot of people are going to try a taste of this false church, and they're going to spit it out and realize this isn't real. It can't be real.
Oh, yes. That's going to happen, yes.
Right now, for example, we're seeing with the globalists, like, you know, even Theresa May, who, head of Home Office, and now hanging on to her prime ministership in Britain. She's a good example of a politician who pretends he really cares when she doesn't, because she didn't stop Islamic people from going back and forth to Libya, at least 400 young men. And when they're fighting against the Queen's military forces and their allies in the European Union and the United Nations, they should be considered criminals. But yet she didn't do anything in the Home Office, and they're certainly not doing anything to pick up or arrest the people they know are also very high risks of committing a crime. So if you're in a state of war, you basically go in pre-crime, grab these people, and put them into civil detention. But they're not going to do it. I don't even see Trump doing it here in America. They're waiting till the problem gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then eventually they'll use that as a means for getting a totalitarian police state over all of us. And then trying to put a cover of religion on top of it and make it mandatory, that could become very nasty. So I'm worried. Yeah. What I'm worried about is not that the next president might be the beast dictator. I don't want to see Trump mutate into becoming that beast.
That would be tragic.
That would be very tragic. I don't want to see that happen. There's a potential there because I see some cracks in his facade that make me very concerned that when he has his policy in Israel and Syria, which allows Israel to continue using supporting ISIS, and we support ISIS, we're literally bombing the anti-ISIS forces from the Mossad, from the Assad government, 5 times since May, and shooting down a Syrian jet. It indicates to me that our policies are purely satanic. It indicates that their policies are basically Rome, pro-Israel, and Israel's policies are crazy, because even some of their Mossad don't agree with them, and they're pro-Sunni Arab, which basically should not be trusted. And even they, when they, remember now, there's more high-level Muslim Masons than there is of any other religious group on earth. That's true, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's true.
So when we have high-level Muslim Masons and Baptist Masons and Catholic Masons all getting together, they believe their super religion transcends all the lower religions they've entered, so they can worship any holy book. I've talked to Masons and say, yeah, we don't care if it's the Bhagavad Gita, the Quran, the Bible. As long as you swear in a higher authority, you can join us.
Well, this is not what the Lord God will accept, because you cannot combine God with paganism.
Right.
Elijah actually was against that. Look, what did he do to the prophets of Baal? Did he go into bed with them? Did he say to Queen Jezebel, okay, let's all get together and have fun.
Didn't he execute all the prophets of Baal after he called fire down from heaven?
That's what he did, yes. And he was doing it under instruction from the Lord. Get rid of this paganism.
Right, but now you got to understand that Islam is a pagan religion. It's paganism.
Absolutely.
Globalism is a pagan religion, worshiping Gaia. The Catholic Church is a pagan religion as it comes out of Rome. It's no longer trying to preach the gospel of Yeshua and has been literally since Constantine, who was not a Christian, set up paganism and took over the church. So it had a Christian skin, but underneath was a beast. And where I see this all going is I believe it's going to culminate in the first or second term of Trump. I think with Jared Kushner over there, step one, they're going to get a peace treaty. Step two, they're going to try to get more Roman control, you know, papal control over the Middle East. The amalgam of the peace treaty will mean that not only because the Vatican not only controls this peace process and the European Union, most people aren't aware that the money system called the Fed Reserve System is basically totally under the control of the Catholic Church and the Vatican and the Jesuits. Can you talk about that for a minute? Because I think people don't understand that our money, although only one of the six banking groups that actually sits on the board in Europe is the Federal Bank of New York. But the Federal Reserve System is completely under the control of the Vatican. And I remember reading that in 1293, when the coronation of the King of England occurred, he kicked the crown off the king to indicate to him that I own everything in your kingdom, including you and your wife, and all your subjects and all of your cattle and all of your resources and all your gold and silver is mine because I'm the purveyor, literally the Yeshua on earth. That's why he carries that big P-like symbol that he carries around. He literally is the projection of God on earth. And people don't realize that the Pope takes that authority over all secular institutions and all secular powers, including the United Nations, that the king over the United Nations is the Vatican.
Yes. People, in fact, the Vatican has declared that if you're faced with a decision either to follow the laws of the Vatican or follow the laws of God, you must follow the laws of the Vatican. Now, what blatant...
That's why he's had ceremonies too with shamans and Buddhists and animists and so on all around the world for years, not just this Pope and previous popes. This bad one is the worst of the lot, but a number of them have had serial, what I call criminal pagan activities, and they rail against the idea that you can have a personal relationship with the Most High. So, you know, if you're a Catholic, you need to repent and realize you're in a demonic religion. I know I was raised Catholic. I got attacked by a priest in the vestment room.
And so was my wife, Josephine.
Right. And we have to realize now, after this trip to the Mideast by Donald Trump, that his wife is very intensely Catholic. She was so beside herself, enthralled by the fact that the Pope gave her a blessed rosary. And you have to understand the history of the rosary. The rosary is something that comes back from pagan roots, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. And the Buddhists have a lot of Muslims who use them. It's pagan.
Right.
And each little bead actually is going back to the symbolism, how it started, each little bead was actually a sun, a round circle of the sun, one after another, right round the whole rosary. Sun worship.
Right. So where is this going? What do you think is going to happen? In the fall, we have Trump returning. He's probably going to try to force this health bill. I don't think it's going to get through. I think the tax bill might get through in infrastructure. Almost certainly midterm elections are going to be on consternation. And the people obviously have rejected the Democrats five times now in these off election years, including this latest guy, Ossoff. The media person for Donald Trump said she laughed her ass off, which was about the failure of the Democrats to get in. I think that what's going to happen is Donald Trump is going to continue to be attacked, and he's going to counterattack and make America not only more and more of a police state, because he has to in order to save us from the Muslims, because they're not either putting them into civil detention or preventing them from coming here. And he's taking half measures to deal with these things. And half measures means eventually all of us will be caught in a matrix, right?
Oh, I can see this coming.
Right.
Yes.
So in other words, if you don't take...
And this is in harmony with biblical prophecy of the trend that America is going to follow.
If 20% of 10.7 million Muslims that live here already believe in blowing themselves up and that their neighbors can blow themselves up to push Sharia law, that 50% plus believe in Sharia law over the U.S. Constitution, if we're not really stopping the Muslim migrations, we're just doing ultra vetting, when basically the entire faith of Islam is completely against the U.S. Constitution, you're basically setting up a guarantee. I mean, since when, for example, we look at Brussels, they had multiple attacks. Each day they have another attack. And it's because 25% of the population of Brussels now is Muslim. What do they expect? It's normal mathematics. It's the mathematics of the demographics, I call it, demographic mathematics. You make your population 25% Muslim in a Western nation, you can expect to have lots of terrorism. Right?
Oh, yes.
So for me to think otherwise is like, why do people keep on banging their head expecting their head not to hurt?
That's right.
It's bizarre.
And it's shocking how America is aiding ISIS. And I just got in some news from the American Center for Law and Justice.
Right.
This is an organization that works on behalf of persecuted Christians who were born in the United States and overseas.
Right.
And it scolded the United Nations Human Rights Council for ignoring the plight of Christians in Iraq and Syria. And in its statement, which I just received a copy of, it said, "We got a report of a Christian Syrian woman who saw Christians being killed and tortured and children being beheaded in front of their parents." And then she said 250 children were put in the dough mixer and they were kneaded as dough.
No.
The oldest one of them was only 4 years old.
Oh, no.
And ISIS tortured a boy while demanding his father and two others to renounce Christianity. And then they executed all four of them by crucifixion. And what they were doing was 8 Christian women were publicly raped and beheaded, and there are mass graves of Christians in Syria right now.
Wow.
Now, this is what America is supporting.
Amazing. So, to me, America already is operating as a beast nation. It's just whole mask hasn't been pulled off yet.
That is right. That is right. The prophecy is coming true until it will become the point of no return, no turn back. This is where America's headed.
Right.
She's going to be like the beast of the Vatican.
And here's what I think will happen, and this is interesting because the guy that, Turkey, and this is how the Vatican's tied in with Turkey too. And remember, the Americans tried to put in Fethullah Gulen as the alternative to the friend of the president of Turkey. And they both think that they're the Mahdi, the final Mahdi. And the Mahdi, yeah, basically is one that's a friend of Erdogan, basically has stated that he will help the Jews to set up not only a caliphate in Jerusalem, but also to sanctify and ferment the peace treaty between the Jews and the Arab nations around them. Which means the setting up of a caliphate and the removing in the caliphate of extreme Islam, which is part of the thing. People don't realize that the powers that be and the globalists want to use the extreme Islam as a bargaining chip, but they also want to excise it from Islam as part of the, at least temporarily, as part of the scheme to try to draw in all Christians to accept that they're worshiping the same God.
This is what they want, yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to draw in, along with the Vatican, people who believe this foolishness.
God has the final word.
He does indeed. We'll be back in a moment with a few more words from Jonathan Gray, BeforeUs.com. Stay tuned.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We're going live now, Jonathan. I want you to repeat the story if you can. We're going live. And welcome back, Jonathan. You had a story. I don't know if you have time now. We have about 4 minutes left before we were into our show today. But there's a story. People need to understand that the Neo-Ottoman Empire is being set up in the affiliate of Erdogan, president of Turkey, has claimed to be the Mahdi that's going to actually solidify not only the caliphate moving from Istanbul to Jerusalem. He also says he's going to support the Palestinian-Israeli peace treaty of the Arab nations. And, of course, he's making statements also. He wants to get rid of extreme Islamic radicalism, which means this the taking away, at least temporarily, of extreme Islam so that they can worship as an amalgam religion between Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, whateverism, in a sense as a backdrop to worshiping the planet and taking in policies to so-called protect the earth from an extinction level event, which is where we're headed right now. But it could be stopped with simple science, fixing the phytoplankton, stop putting up nuclear chewing things that chew away at the ozone layer and other things. And I gave specific scientific points. But Jonathan, you have a little talk. I don't know if you have enough time to cover it all, but do as much as you can, and then maybe we'll do some video in the next week.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say was when my first expedition into Turkey, I almost ended up in a Turkish prison. I had a Kurdish driver, and a local war was going on between the Turks and the Kurds. As I drove out toward the Valley of Eight, where the graves of the survivors of the flood were, Noah and his wife's graves are there. Plus a little house. I was driving out there with my Kurdish driver, and we were stopped by the Turkish military. Now, here I was with a Kurdish driver in Turkey, and that immediately put me under suspicion. I was arrested, but my people who were with me were arrested. We were thrown into the military camp, and we were about to be thrown into a military prison. And fortunately, I made friends with the young fellow who was watching us while the commander went away, and we got friendly with him, and he turned sympathetic to us. And I said, can you please call the governor? The governor knows why we're here. The Turkish governor knows that we are not Kurdish sympathizers or Kurdish spies. They called the governor. The governor said, release them. Now, if that had not happened, we'd be in a Turkish prison, and we probably ended up there. But fortunately, the governor intervened, a man who was sympathetic to what we were doing.
Yeah, that's interesting. And, of course, I've heard from my military friends that if you get it and turned into a Turkish prison or jail, that the most vicious torture on earth is not North Korea, it's Turkey.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling that they're going to be a big player in this. They're going to be a big player very shortly in the European Union because they're probably going to get full membership. They're a big player in the Middle East Peace Treaty because the rise of the Third Caliphate, the Third Jihad, is in your video and your book series that you have out on that. That package is still available over at beforeus.com. And I think that where we're headed is the first stage of that three-stage peace treaty we mentioned is literally happening today with Jared Kushner. Things are moving fast, aren't they?
Oh, yes. And the final movements are going to be very rapid.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And the Vatican is playing as the marionette puppets. He's got all the puppet strings, hasn't he?
The Vatican is the big puppet player, as you said. Everything in the world now is virtually under Vatican influence, one way or another.
So our current pope is Geppetto, the puppet master.
Yeah, and he's not a Jesuit pope by accident.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Jonathan. Amazing show today, and we'll do some video soon. Take care. We'll be back tomorrow with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America and Derek Gilbert about the coming battles.
God bless you, Bill.
Take care.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and